Meseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4:3. In the previous mission, we said that one of the two special cases, the Mechol HaKerem, where you need to have more than just merely four amos distance between the end of the vineyard and where you can plant grains or greens, is the area of a vineyard that is enclosed by a wall. Rabbi Yehuda here is going to disagree. And he says, Ein ze ela geder HaKerem. He says, there are two exceptions to the rule of the four amos distance from the kerem. One is the karachas hakerem, one is the mechol hakerem. But what you described in the previous Mishnah of the area between the edge of the vines and a wall is not the mechol hakerem. It's not the exceptional case. That's just a generic geder hakerem. It's a fenced-in vineyard. And a fenced-in vineyard or a wall of a vineyard doesn't carry any special requirements. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda at least, if you give the vineyard its four amos of work area, you can plant up against the wall, no problem. So a walled-in area, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that has a vineyard in the middle of it, doesn't have any special status. The rules are the same as they always are, even without the wall, meaning just give the four amos, and then you can plant as much as you want. However, Rabbi Yehuda does agree there is such a thing called a mechol hakerem, and he agrees that the mechol hakerem is more strict than the generic case, meaning that you need to have, according to Beis Hillel, 12 amos of empty space before you plant anything there, unlike the usual requirements of merely just distancing from four amos away from the end of the vines. And what is that? The Ve'ezehu mechol hakerem. What constitutes a mechol hakerem? Bein shnei hakramim. If you are considering an area that's unplanted between two separate vineyards. That is to say, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, both the karachas hakerem and the mechol hakerem are scenarios where you have vines to the left and vines to the right, and perhaps also to the north and south, but let's keep it in two dimensions. You have vines on either side of the area you're planting, and therefore you need to have a larger than usual space in the middle. The difference, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if there had been vines planted there and you cleared them away, it's called a karachas hakerem, a clearing in the kerem, the vineyard, and it's even more strict. Whereas the mechol hakerem never had any grapevines planted in this open area. But it's an open area which is surrounded on both sides by grapevines, and therefore it's more strict than usual. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, the mechol requires not just four amos from the vines on the left and four amos from vines on the right, but also a separate additional area of four amos in the middle between the two that's large enough that could constitute an entire field, sade, according to Beis Hillel, and therefore the minimum distance of unplanted area between the vines on the left and the vines on the right would be 12 amos. If you have the 12 amos, then you've got the 4 amos work area for the left vines and 4 amos work area for the right vines, and you have up to 4 amos you could plant in the middle, or you could plant less than that, up to 4 as much as you wanted if you had just a total of 12. Anything less than 12 amos distance between the vines on the left and vines on the right, and you couldn't plant there at all. So again, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing over what the special case of Mechol HaKerem is, on the definition of a Mechol HaKerem. According to the Tana Kama, let's call him, of the previous Mishnah, of Mishnah Beis, it was the space between a vineyard and a wall that surrounds a vineyard, and that's where you need 12 almost distance between the wall and the vines. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the Mechol HaKerem is not anything to do with a wall. If there's a wall around the vineyard, it makes no difference. It's the usual four amos that you need to give. The special case of Mechol HaKerem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is where you have vines on either side and just never plant in the middle. So since you have vines on either side, it's more strict. You need to have not just four amos space on either side to give the Avodas HaKerem, but you need an additional four amos for a total of 12, because it's a Mechol HaKerem. The Bartanura speaks out that the Yerushalmi indicates that it's not simply a space between two vineyards that have been planted, but in fact, that the two vineyards are clearly distinct. They don't run exactly parallel one to the other. So that might mean, for example, very simply, according to Bartanura, that the way that the vines are running are, let's say, east to west on the left vineyard, and on the right vineyard, they're running north to south. And that being the case, they're clearly two separate vineyards altogether. And that's the Mechol HaKerem, the space between those two clearly distinct vineyards. Meaning that according to the Yerushalmi, if the vines on the left and the vines on the right were aligned one with the other, just the break in the middle, and therefore it's not clear there are two vineyards, it could be, so to speak, one vineyard with a break, so to speak. If that would be the case, then Rebbe Yehuda would consider that also like a karachas akerim, like the Tanakhama would, meaning that you need to have not 12, but 16 amos space between the vines on the left and the vines on the right. That is to say, let me sum this up because it's a little confusing. According to the Tanakhama, not Rebbe Yehuda, according to the Tanakhama, if you have vines on the left and vines on the right, it's called a karachas akerim, meaning you need 16 unplanted amos of land before you can plant anything between the two vines. The typical karachas akerim is a clearing where you had vines running throughout, but you cleared away a section. But at least according to this now in Mishnah Gimel here, if you never had those vines planted in the middle area, it wouldn't matter. It's still a karachas akerim according to the Tanakhama. It's just a clearing between vines on the left and vines on the right. And it's not essential that there had been vines planted there previously to make it a karachas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is essential that there were vines planted there originally and they were cleared away to make it a karachas requiring 16 amos. If there were never vines planted there at all, then the requirement would be just 12 amos because it's a machol, just simply a space between two vineyards. But according to Yerushalmi, as the bartender brings it, that only applies, meaning the leniency of 12, not the full 16 requirement of the karachas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only applies where the orientation of the two vineyards, the one on the left and the one on the right, are perpendicular one to the other, so that it's clear that they're two separate vineyards and not simply one vineyard that just has a break in the middle. So if there would be one vineyard, so to speak, with a break in the middle, meaning the vines are parallel on the left and on the right, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you need 16 as a karachas. It's just that when they're perpendicular on the left relative to the right, that you can go with just 12 as a machol. Now, the Mishnah continues on here, but we're actually totally changing gears. This could be a new Mishnah altogether. It's quite confusing because the next words are Ezu Geder, what constitutes a wall, a Geder. And you might think that we're defining the wall that was referenced previously in the Mishnah, but we're not. What we're defining here is a wall that would be a partition separating vines from grain or greens, meaning if you have grapevines or a vineyard growing and you put a partition closing it off, on the other side of the partition, you could plant grains or greens right up to the wall, right up to the partition, because it's clearly a divider, and then I plant it together. So that means, although the usual rule is you need four amos between a vineyard and grains or greens, if you put a partition, a wall, let's say, that separates the grains from the greens, so then you could plant the distance between the grains and the greens even with less space than four amos, because there's a partition that separates the two. So we're saying here, what constitutes a sufficient partition? Ezehu geder, what defines that wall? It's shehu gavoh asar tefachim. As long as that wall is 10 tefachim high, tefach roughly 4 inches, so 10 tefachim roughly a meter, a yard. It's actually a little less than a meter, not close to a yard. In any case, so as long as it's 10 tefachim high, 10 handbreadths wide, that is sufficient, and there's no thickness requirement, meaning if it's just a paper-thin partition, but it's 10 tefachim tall, waist height, so then you can plant vines on one side of the partition and grains or greens on the other side of the partition. V'charitz, if instead of a wall above ground, you have a ditch below ground, that's the partition dividing the two sections of your land, so then that ditch, shu amok asara, if it's 10 tefachim deep, again, like a yard deep, and v'rachav arba'a, and it's 4 tefachim wide, not 4 amos wide. I can tell that because arba'a, with the hey at the end, is masculine, like tefachim. If it were talking about amos, it would be feminine and say arba, without the hey at the end. So the hey at the end indicates we're talking about arba'a, masculine 4 tefachim, not amos, and a tefach is a handbreadth. So we're saying that if the ditch is 4 tefachim, 4 handbreadths, roughly, I don't know, 15 inches, say, wide, so then that is a sufficient partition, and on either side of the ditch, you could, on one side, you could have a vineyard, let's say, and the other side, right up to the ditch, you could have grains or greens, and that wouldn't be a problem. It also, by the way, stands to reason that arba is referring to tefachim, besides for the grammatical necessity of it, because if it was saying 4 amos, then the ditch would be doing nothing. You can plant grains and greens 4 amos away from a vineyard even without a partition.